Hi guys.
Welcome back to our channel. Welcome back to Glam and Gossip.
Hi.
Mina here.
Eliza here.
If you haven't been here already, which I'm sure you have
because you gotta catch up on the tea. You gotta catch up.
All the tea, guys. People are gonna think we're so problematic.
I know, but I don't, but you know what? I feel like everyone doesn't talk about it, but everyone has tea in their life.
I feel like we have a normal amount of drama in our lives.
And this is also taken, it's like a cumulative drama of like our whole over years. Lives. And I'm 22, so
23.
It's a lot of drama that we've accumulated. We're like 43 combined.
Yeah, fuck. Like we,
Also, we forgot to mention this is on Spotify. So if you're listening on Spotify, hello. Hello,
hi
all.
There.
You guys can't see us, but we're just eating.
We hope you enjoy. Yeah, we're just munching on some.
And then if you want, we can.
That would be really funny. Okay.
We'll do like,
Okay. So today's topic is about travel. Like just how we travel, how we can afford it, things we experience while traveling, horror
Key
stories.
Things to know when you're traveling. A lot of people also want to know. Solo traveling, traveling with
friends. You definitely travel a lot more than I do.
I have. Over the last couple of years.
I've only been to Vegas, Miami, and Vancouver.
Vegas, Miami,
and Turkey to get my nose done.
Oh, woo! I haven't been to Turkey. Okay, I've been to...
It's sketchy.
Calgary, which is in Canada, right? I've been to DC. I've been to LA. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Dubai. I've been to Germany.
You've been to Dubai a lot, I feel like.
Yeah, I've been to Dubai a couple times. That is my spot. I've been to Paris, which is France, technically.
Ooh.
I've been to Germany.
Do you go on your own?
With friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I am curious as to how you can afford to go that often.
Guys, let's just not get into it.
Please, I'll tell me about your record. Tell me about your finances. Like,
I'm
what?
Tell her off the record. I'm broke. And then I also, but you know what it is? I don't shop. That's how I save my money. In my head, I'm like, instead of buying five shirts, which like, sorry, a top is like $100 now.
Yeah.
You can save up that money.
And we get a lot of shit for free too.
Exactly. I don't buy makeup as much anymore unless it's like a hot viral product or like my favorite products that I rebuy. I don't buy clothes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't buy perfumes. I don't, like, I don't shop.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot of money you're
any
saving.
Any money that I make, I'm saving up or I spend on my cat. So then, it like, once you actually
save
your money...
And your rent is pretty cheap,
exactly.
Too.
My rent is
Never
cheap.
Mind. It makes sense.
Yes. It makes a little bit of sense because I try to cheap out in every other aspect so that I can save up to travel.
Yeah.
Also, book your trips in advance. Get cheap-ass hotels. And if you travel with a lot of people, you can split that shit. Okay?
No, I need my own room. Okay. I am not sharing
Never mind.
A room.
Never mind.
If you cheap out, I feel like you can't cheap out on your hotel. I feel like a lot of people do that.
No, but like I get a nice hotel, but I split it like 3-4 ways.
So okay, no, like, that's fine. If you're traveling with people, then
if
that's fine.
If you travel with people,
but
you
like,
split it.
I need my own room because I just after Miami this year in January, I can't do that again.
Get into it. What happened in Miami, Mina?
What happened in Miami? Do we want to get into the gossip or do we want to talk a little bit more about just traveling and
I think we should do the traveling first.
So okay. For traveling, the broke girlies. Essentials?
Okay.
The broke girlies. If you want to spend like nothing and you want to use your pretty privilege, Miami and Vegas are definitely the way to go for like for just like for partying,
especially
and just,
here like, in North America.
Just for like partying and like clubbing and stuff, if you're looking for that and you don't want to spend a ton of money with your friends,
I bet you don't pay
Vegas
a cent.
And Miami,
you don't look at her face, she does not pay a cent because that face card is not declined.
No, so there's actually this app called Open Table. This is not sponsored, by the way, but like if you want to sponsor us, like
Open Table.
You can basically like connect with promoters online and they set up dinner for you. So when I went to Vegas, I didn't know about this app. We just went out and then we met with people and they got us like VIP passes. We never had to pay going into a club. We went straight in. We were taken to VIP straight away. Like,
see, I haven't done that.
We were taken out to dinner one time. They like sent us to dinner. They were like, you girls are just so nice and genuine and sweet.
Cause
it would be a bunch of old men that you'd be, I guess, hanging out with
at
these tables. Cause all the cute guys were broke. They were down with the, with the people down there that had to pay to get in. And then, all the old rich men had the booths and that's where the girls would go to. they were not weird at all. Mm-hmm. They're so
sweet. They're there to socialize.
Yeah. I know.
And they're like, that's not no creepy, touchy shit. Like,
no, they don't touch you or anything.
Yeah.
They just make conversation. Oh, are you in school? Cool.
Yeah. Like, also, men like girls at their booths. Like, no man wants to be sitting at a booth by himself. Like, if he's got money.
It's just a flex.
Yeah, he wants company. Also, having a full booth is a flex.
Yeah.
Like no matter, even if you guys are just having conversation,
they don't care about doing anything. Like, they're rich. They can hire escorts.
Yeah, if they need to. Yeah.
Like, bougie.
No, I believe that, because even when I was in Dubai, like, any guy that was there by himself, he would literally set up Coke, Sprite, all of that, and he'd be like, everyone just come, stand here.
Yeah. So, anyways, these guys were super nice. They really liked us. They sent us to dinner. They, like, picked out the course.
Wow.
Like, I never felt like such a queen.
Yeah.
People would get mad at me. They'd be like, wow, that's what you find pleasure in? Like, you think that's a flex? I'm broke.
I like food.
I'm broke.
I find pleasure in food. Yes.
Free.
Emphasis my bank account free, it tastes being better. In the plus. Yeah.
It tastes better when it's free. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
No strings attached.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But when I went to Miami, we had this app. The promoters would take you to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You'd promote the restaurant. You'd post it on your story. Bill is $0. You only pay the tip, which was fine.
That happens in Dubai also.
Really?
Yes. But we'll get into that.
So, no, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You pay the tip, they Uber you to the club.
Yeah, wow.
And it's just, God, it just that felt like amazing. A VIP
treatment. We need
treatment.
Things like that in Toronto.
But
we don't have that.
What the, I get what humbled the... in Toronto.
Exactly.
I'd be paying for cover.
Yeah, we pay for everything. We pay
it's
for...
It's embarrassing.
Start to finish, you pay for everything. Also, the men here, no matter how much money they have, maybe it's the taxes.
But they don't make money like that, though.
Yeah, because it's the taxes.
Miami and Vegas is, like, stupid rich money.
Yeah.
Like, a bottle is, like, $5,000.
Yeah, because it's like, if you have money, that's where you go to live. No one rich chooses to live in Toronto.
In Toronto, no.
Yeah, you're
they
right.
They definitely don't. But, yeah, I feel like if you're looking for that type of vibe, not necessarily, like, touring and, like, you know, the more, I don't know.
Because, by the way, touristy stuff, unless you rent a car and you drive around... You are going to be paying for all of that. If you pay for a bus, if you pay for a tour guide or whatever, all of that is expensive.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a good time, you want to have a blast, you got to hop on these things.
Yeah. Well, if that's the vibe you're looking for, like clubbing, whatever, for girls, Miami and Vegas, such a good time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not something that I would want to do again. Like, I kind of, like, lived through it already.
Yeah.
Like, I want to explore
like a bucket list
a little
thing.
Bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, like, a thing you do, but just, like, letting you know it's definitely, if you're a young girl... And you
but
don't want to spend a lot of
costs
money.
The most amount of money, food and like I guess clubbing would cost a lot of money because what going to see a mountain is free.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean? Like when you're sightseeing, if you're in Turkey,
that's
like you're
true.
Going to see a mosque, it's free. Like all
but
of that is
even,
free.
But even a ticket to Turkey is expensive. Like Miami and Vegas, the hotel and the flight is so freaking cheap. When you're going abroad, it gets expensive.
Yes.
So if you're
we gotta go over the seas.
Yeah.
You gotta go over the sea.
Over the motherfucking sea, bro.
The minute the sea is involved, that shit is 1K and up.
Yeah. But that's why I could afford to go to those places because it was just...
Yeah.
Easy. Like,
but to be honest, like, you did it so smart because I feel like if I went to those places, I would literally pay for everything and then that would become an expensive trip. But that's a really good tip. You guys
but
get
I feel
on.
Like people would come up to you, you know, like, that's how it traditionally happens. Like, in Vegas, that's how it happened. In Miami, it was more through the app. But
Yeah.
I want to hear more about Dubai and Paris and actual traveling. That's called actual traveling.
This is, like, traveling.
Mine
is,
like, trashy traveling.
But also, I feel like the people, my friends that I travel with, they're not in the clubbing scene. I don't really club a lot at all. I've been once when I was in, like, Egypt.
You get tired of it, honestly. That's why I'm, like, I couldn't go to Miami. Like, I would go to Miami again and Vegas, but, like, you get tired of that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing over
and over. Yeah, exactly. And also, like, if you don't drink, like, I don't drink. So when I go, I kind of just stand there staring at everybody. But regardless, it's
but
a vibe.
But you know how to
I
have a
it.
Good time sober.
I know how to have a good time sober, and I'm going to ride
she
on
does.
That. I do. Because when I was in Egypt, I was actually in Egypt for a month.
Do they sell alcohol in Egypt?
Yes, they fucking do.
Oh, okay.
Crazy. Good I know.
To know.
I think the only country where it's, like, not allowed is, like, Saudi or Dubai and stuff.
Oh, Dubai doesn't.
No, Dubai does, actually.
That's
but wasn't
so
it
weird.
Illegal? Which country was it illegal in? Was it Saudi?
Qatar?
I don't know. One of those. But Dubai, very... Dude, like, no. They have that there. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Egypt. So, I was in Egypt for a month. And we were at a resort for, like, a week. So, obviously, traditionally, being at a resort, if you're... It was so fun. Like, I love resorts. But also, I wanted to, like... go see, they have like the Farsha Cafe, like, that's in Sharm El Sheikh, which is like viral, like it's on a mountainside, it's so pretty, so beautiful. And we became friends with the people that were like, that, you know, work at the resort. So they took us to this, like, every night they would take, they would be like a bus and they would take you to like a club or whatever, right? So we went with them one day. And it's, to be honest, it's less like a club for you because one, you're a VIP. Two, you get into this, you're in this special booth.
Yeah, it's always and like separate.
Yeah, it's
there's
always
not,
separate.
It's not crowded.
Exactly. Like... And there's always security because they know you're all foreign passport holders. So you don't really even mingle with anybody. You're just there for the vibes and the food. And that's when, like, they obviously have drinks there. But
that sounds like a good time,
yeah,
though.
It's fun. And, like, my friends were going off. They were going crazy. But I was, like, you know, babysitting everybody, sober mom. Everybody has to get it back on that flight home with nothing.
Especially in a foreign country.
Especially in a foreign country. But I'm glad that they had the fun. And also, like, I feel like until they were dancing and till their feet were hurting, I was dancing with them through the blisters, through the pain. I can do it sober. I'm a trooper.
No, yo, I've
we're
seen
troopers.
Her, like...
We are troopers. We don't... So, yeah, that's, to be honest, the only really experience that I would ever do, even if I went to, like, a club-ish type place. But I don't know. But the other way you can do is you just have to go to scenic-ass countries. Like,
yeah.
Germany is really nice. Germany is pretty.
I do need
kind
to go to Germany.
Kind of fucking boring.
Really?
I was in Frankfurt. I feel like if you're in Berlin, it's probably so much better and there's more people also English speaking.
I just like the vibes, shop, like if I had money,
yeah,
I'd be going traveling like that where like I just want to go shopping,
yeah,
eat,
yeah, yeah,
food,
yeah. I feel like Berlin places. Frankfurt is like very small town, it's very Europe, like that's where people go to retire, like a lot of the architecture is beautiful, but it's like I'm not gonna look at the same building over and over again.
Yeah,
so when I was in Germany we drove to Paris 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Because we were like, okay, this is it. Like, in one day, we finished Frankfurt. We're like, there's nothing left.
Yeah.
Right? So we drove to Paris. And Paris is amazing. Love Paris. Also, it's clean. People say Paris is
not
clean.
I heard it's dirty.
It's
I heard
so
it smells. Clean.
It's so clean.
Maybe they had to fix their reputation.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Also, I went... Coincidentally, we made the plan to go. And it was on a national holiday or whatever. What is it? Bastille Day, something. They had fireworks. It was really nice. Love Paris. But yeah, like also once you're on that side of the world, you can drive a lot of places. Like you can do
that's
two
cool.
trips in one. Yeah. So that's how you ball on a budget.
Even the flights are super cheap. It's like
$50
bucks.
In between, like from literally from Egypt to Greece, it was like $40. Like
that's so cheap.
Amazing. It's so amazing. And Dubai,
go to Europe.
Listen, Dubai, you got to spend a little bit of money to get to that side of the world. But I booked with points. And I paid like $500 to go.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's so cheap.
So get an Amex. Shout out Amex. Amex sponsor us.
Dude, yeah. I don't have an Amex.
You need an Amex, dude. Those points come through. Like I booked so many flights.
Okay, but
there.
I don't be traveling like that. So yeah. I can't even build up those. But I will.
Yeah.
I'll
you
get
will.
That card.
You will. Hang around. We're gonna be traveling.
Eliza's gonna put me on. I'm
gonna be international.
I'm gonna be all over the world.
Yeah. I just feel like you need to at least like.
No, I
once
do.
A month is excessive.
I
but
wanna
for me, once a month.
Oh, yeah, that is excessive. No, but I do want to start like traveling like more,
even small
traditionally,
trips.
I guess.
Yeah, like a weekend trip.
Yeah,
that's fine. It's okay, and it's so amazing content. That's how I justify it. But Dubai is great, dude. Everyone needs you need to go to Dubai.
I will.
You need to go with me.
But we need to talk about the shit that goes down on these trips.
Oh,
you
what
need to
goes
tell
down?
Me some tea that has happened in Dubai and Paris. Because I know it was not smooth sailing, Eliza.
It was not smooth sailing.
I know
but it's
it
like,
wasn't.
Do we talk about this in every video, guys? Yeah, it's
well,
not
well, it wouldn't
sailing.
Be glam and gossip without the gossip.
Without the gossip. Right. But see, we haven't talked about glam. What do we take? What's your makeup essentials? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Dude, I find it so hard to pack sometimes because of the liquids. And, like, I don't want to bring a checked bag.
No fucking way.
No.
I always need
I use any, like, stick or whatever. Like, blush. I bring my Patrick Ta blush because I don't need to pack liquids. The only liquids I bring are, like,
or
moisturizer, sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, if you realistically think about it, there is a powder. What's
limit?
The word? Sub? For every liquid product you have.
No, but I don't want powder foundation.
No, aside from foundation and concealer, because that's not going to be over 500 ml.
No, foundation and concealer, I want, like, liquid, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm saying, like, foundation, concealer, and setting spray.
Yeah.
And you have a limit, right, of traveling.
Yeah.
Everything
I
else,
setting
I feel
sprays.
Like, exactly. Everything else, you can do powder blush.
I have mini
you
sunscreen, too, like a spray on
contour.
Sunscreen.
Exactly. You can do everything else powder.
Yeah.
So it's not that it's it not really that bad. Comes clutch. Yeah. Also, I have a whole video of like my travel bag, but it's on my TikTok.
Go check it out.
Go check it out, guys. It's my I take that bag everywhere. I need to watch that video. You do because I'm an travel expert now. I travel everywhere, and it's the same like the same deal. I also get a lot of little makeup bags. A lot of them are from PR, and I just shove them with travel size. Everything I like, I get it in a travel size.
I've heard people, like, bring more than that small bag, though. Like, you, if you bring multiple bags or whatever, they're chill you with can. It. Really?
But you know what you can do? There's a trick. So, if you have a handheld bag, you can put one in there. And then if you have a carry-on, you can put one in there.
So, two in total? So,
two, because in their head it's two separate bags. How do they know whose bag is whose?
Yeah, that's
you know true. What I mean, once you put it on the little oh hello once you put it on the actual like carousel, like they don't know whose bag is whose, especially if you go somewhere warm.
Like, outfits though, I be packing outfits yeah. for like each day 600. morning night
also morning night regular evening party evening
yeah
breakfast yes no yeah. I'm crazy with that a little bit, which is why I always have to take two bags.
I guess I'll talk she about my Miami experience.
Let I her have start because then mine isn't gonna sound as bad.
Oh, okay.
Actually it might.
We'll see. Mine was, you already know what happened. Mm-hmm. But so I didn't want to talk about this initially because I told one of the girls that I wouldn't talk about it, but I mean like
it's been two months.
I think it's okay if I talk about it. I'm not saying also
you
names.
Experienced it. I think it's valid.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about them specifically, like I'm just talking mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. and I said I wouldn't talk about it on my TikTok, not on YouTube. Oh. So like, I don't want people to think when they hang out with me, I'm going to make a fucking story time about them. Like, I'm not. But if,
no, because
if you I've do had... me so dirty,
yeah.
I will be speaking about it.
I think it's valid to be able to talk about it. But yeah. also because if we're not mentioning names, I don't think there's any harm.
There's no, yeah. I went to Miami. It was my girl's birthday. Mm-hmm. And she had a roommate that she was going with as well. And this roommate actually followed me, like, she like knew about me before.
Oh.
And which I thought was really cool. Mm-hmm. And then her roommate had a friend that yeah. my friend was also. There's a lot of.
Oh my God.
There's four girls there's a in lot total, of mixing. Okay. including me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any of the girls except for my friend. I met her roommate before, and then there was mm-hmm. another chick.
Okay.
And so we were going to Miami for my friend's birthday. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming this is a birthday trip, but because we're all spending the money, like it's kind of like a trip for all of us. But obviously, like, the focus of it is for her birthday. Like, we didn't right. say this was a girl's trip.
Right.
Like, the it's purpose of it trip. Is because it's for yeah. her birthday. Mm-hmm. She brought birthday fits. Like,
okay.
she's yeah. a priority, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This trip is not about boys. This no. is not about
because it's a birthday
finding
trip.
A man. It's a birthday trip. It's for the girls.
Also, it's given. Like, you travel with four girls, it's going to be a girl's
yeah.
trip.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah. Mm-hmm. checking them. So I'm just gonna try to summarize it as much as I can.
You don't have to summarize
so,
it.
So you don't have to summarize
get
it.
Get into tea. I
so
hear.
The first night was really fun. We had such a good time together. Again, we had the dinner, mm-hmm. taken to the club. It was mm-hmm. super fun. Everyone had a great night.
Yeah.
The second day, they're at the beach. I joined them later at the beach, and this Italian guy yeah. comes up to us and he starts talking and he's trying to swoon the ladies.
Yeah.
And as one of the does. Girls. Not my friend. So the two other girls, we're just going to thing one and thing two.
Thing one and thing two.
Okay. I just because it's easier. Yes. I can't do fake names. Yeah. So thing one is like, thing one is so into him. Like I could just tell she's swooning over him. He's like saying, oh, we'll come over. We'll cook. Like I'll cook you a nice homemade Italian meal. Mm-hmm. And this guy is a student. So yeah. he's not money. Okay. He's not in wow. Miami to spend money. He is a broke student.
Immediate red flag.
We're in Miami.
Why are we
We're not here to hang out with
yes.
yeah,
with husbands.
Which, you know what? I didn't care. So thing number two was whispering to me. She's like, why are we inviting like random people into our house? I don't yeah. like this.
Wait, thing one was whispering or thing two?
No, thing two was thing whispering. Two thing was one whispering. Was the one thing that was just was obsessed swooning. With this okay. guy. Swooning yeah. over him. Mm-hmm. And then the Italian guy has a French friend.
Oh wow.
And thing two sees this French guy and is like, oh my God, he is so cute.
Yeah, so she's like, never mind.
Yeah, no, but then we find out that they're friends. Okay. And then they start talking. Is it too late? No, it's fine. No. So thing two is talking to this French guy and she's really into him. And they're like, oh my God, yeah, they can come over to our place, make a home cooked meal. And I was like, why is this girl switching up all of a sudden?
Yeah, so first she was like Why are we so crazy?
I thought we discussed that it would be okay if they came over, which it was. I didn't care if they came over and had a meal and stuff. I just didn't want this trip to turn into these guys.
Right.
So I didn't mind, but I was just like, it was just funny how she just like switched up.
Yeah. The minute she saw the cute
one. She's like, oh, but you agreed to it. I'm like, I know I agreed to it, but I'm just saying you switched up. Yeah. Like, it was you. Anyways, so we tell these guys which club we're going to in the evening. They're like, oh, we were going to go there too. Ask your promoter if we can get a booth.
LMFAO.
It gets bad. So we're like, okay, cool. So I'm chill with these guys at first. We've met guys on trips before and they've been super nice. Mm-hmm. They've treated us to dinner, gotten booths, like super nice. So we are at dinner. We tell our promoter, hey, these guys want to buy a bottle. How much is a bottle?
Right.
So he says the cheapest bottle is $600, which for Miami, that is very cheap.
Yeah.
In Vegas, it was at some of the clubs, it was minimum $3,000 for one bottle.
That is crazy.
And for guys, it's not, it's less about the bottle. It's just like the status. It's being able to have like girls or girls, you know, come to your table. Yeah. So I'm expecting them like $600. For them, they are obviously interested in thing one and thing two.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like the decent thing to do. If I was a guy, I would do that if I was trying to impress someone. And $600 split between two people.
Split between the two of them is pretty affordable.
In Miami.
Exactly.
For that type of experience.
And they're getting four girls to hang out with.
That is like.
Four pretty girls.
That is not.
That is
like,
a bargain.
I know $600 is expensive in itself.
Yes.
But if you're looking for that vibe and you're spending
money. And you're at that place, like, don't agree to go also if you're not aware.
So they say it's too much money. Okay. And they ask if we can get them in free.
Huh, embarrassing. If you guys can get them.
So we did. Our promoter was super nice. They got them in. Wow. And then these girls are talking to these guys. And mind you, it's my friend's birthday and I'm with her.
Yeah.
And these girls are like talking to these guys. And we're like, we're just talking about how we feel like this might turn into a them obsessed with these guys.
Yeah.
So thing two. I really like. This is
half the day like. Spent on these guys.
Well, it's not even spent on these guys. Like, it's just, if it was just this one night, they were hanging out, we met up with them, we went with them to dinner before our actual big dinner.
Okay.
So like, and they paid for the bill and stuff, so I was fine with it. I was like, I don't mind if they tag along as long as it doesn't ruin our trip.
Right.
So
but like seeing as they are very much like trying to leech onto you guys.
Yeah, no, they were mooching off of us.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie.
Exactly.
And I'm just embarrassed for these other girls.
Then it can turn into a all about them type of
thing. Yeah. So thing two comes up to us and she's like, I feel like the vibes are off. Is there something wrong? And I was like, damn, girl, how did you notice?
Yeah.
Because it was a little off.
Yeah.
But it was just because we were anticipating the worst.
Yeah.
So I told her.
But also, I feel like she was low-key guilty because she, like, knew that, like, you know. Not about it.
I'll get into why, like, it became such a big fight because I'll get into it. But so she's like, is something off? And I'm like, well, we don't want, like, anyone to be left alone or ditched, you know? Like, I was like, if we're in this club, like, as long as everyone's with someone, like, we don't really care. Like, as long as you're not ditching someone, whatever. I meant, like, in the club where we are, if we're not beside each other, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're somewhere else in the club with your man, it's fine. We're all kind of in this place together. Same area. As long as you don't, like, ditch anyone and leave them alone.
Right.
She took that as they can go wherever they wanted.
In Miami.
As long as, as long as me and the birthday girl were together, it's fine. That's not what I meant at all.
Yeah.
I just meant don't like ditch anyone alone for a man in a club.
Yeah.
So me and my friend were dancing, we're having a great time, and then we're like, we want to go somewhere else. Let's text the girls.
Yeah, where are you
see
at?
If they want to come with us. If not, they can stay here. It's all cool. Let's just communicate. So we text them. They're like, we already left.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's this girl's birthday. You're not telling us that you're leaving. Yeah, they went back to the restaurant that we were with the guys with earlier.
But I was also, like, you guys when you're traveling, you have to do a head like a count of everybody.
Together.
Like if something happens,
it's not every man for himself.
Exactly, it's not. It's until you can know where everyone is. That's not safe.
They didn't even text us, hey, we're gonna go. And if we didn't want to go, we'd be like,
What if you guys got robbed? What if your phone died?
Yeah.
Like you would not know where the other two are. You'd be looking in the club.
Yeah.
And they're past gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was messed up. They see our message and we're just so annoyed.
Yeah.
Me and my friend spend the rest of the night together.
Okay.
We have a great time. We check the girls' locations because we all have each other's locations. Yeah. They're back at the house. We're like, cool.
Period.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's cool.
They're home safe. Called it an early night. Yeah.
So we come home. were really annoyed about the night where like they really turned it about it turned it into these guys when it shouldn't have been. This wasn't a trip to find.
Because at this some point, they're not even with you guys. They are gone.
And like, it's like, dude, if you meet a guy on a trip, it's not a forever thing. Like, wait for until you go back home and see if they actually come and visit you and see if it actually turns into something. Why are you giving it up on your trip? So, yeah. So, we walk into our hotel. Our hotel has two beds. So, we walk in. I turn on the lights. All I see is this girl and this guy in a bed. They're covered up, okay? So I'm like, whatever, they're just sleeping. And I'm like, what the fuck? We walk into our room, like, where me and my friend were sleeping, because we were sharing beds. Thing one and thing two were together, and then me and my friend were in the room.
So there's two beds between four girls.
Never making that mistake again. I walk in butt-ass naked. Butts. Four butt cheeks in my frontal vision. I literally was screaming inside. The birthday girl runs off outside to the courtyard where the hotel was. She starts crying and she's bawling her eyes out.
Oh my god, this is so
and hard. I'm shocked. I run back outside, I comfort her. I'm like, we're kicking them out. So I come back inside, I turn on the lights. I'm like, get the fuck out. Get up and leave. And they're like, can you turn the lights back off? Like, yeah, we're getting up. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna turn the lights off. You can get up right now and you can get the fuck out of here.
No.
And thing one, I did not like thing one. I think I still follow them on Instagram. I need to unfollow them. But thing one fucking is like, what did we do wrong? Why are you freaking out, bitch?
What do you mean? Wait, first of all, you're sharing a bed, and why are you bringing
you naked in my bed with another man with your juices?
Also, without mentioning, without
they didn't even tell us.
Yeah, heads up, we brought these guys home and we're getting it down.
Yeah, but I would have said no. First of all, I would have been like, go back to their place. Yeah, but they lived in a shared dorm.
LMFAO.
And I was like, oh my god, that's so cute that you're, you know, hooking up with these guys in a shared dorm. Like,
yes, like, yes,
that is the man of your dreams. Exactly. That is your husband, that isn't he?
Yeah, like it had to be worth it.
Was it really worth it?
But also to not have like the immediate like, we apologize. I get it. Even if they were a little drunk, right? Like, they got to the point where they're like, okay, one thing led to another. They should have been like, fuck, we're sorry. We fucked up.
But, like, why was she saying, why am I overreacting?
Exactly.
Just, you should, if they were, like, super apologetic, I'm so sorry. No, like, we fucked up.
Yeah, you would have just scratched
it. I'm so easygoing. Like, I would just be like, you know what? Fine. Like, just please don't let this happen again.
And you were probably also upset because your friend was crying. Yes. The birthday girl is crying
and
now.
And thing one was really defending herself. She's like, because I was like going off. This was the first time that I was just so angry at someone. So I was just going off on her. And she's like, you're speaking to me so rudely. You need to learn how to speak to people. Like, you're judging my character.
I know. I'm like, you need to not have sex
you
in my
need
bed.
To get like, your butt cheeks out of my face. Like, I'm judging you based on how you've treated me.
Oh my god.
I don't. And so thing two, she was very apologetic, which I do appreciate.
Yeah.
She was saying how like, my friend, the birthday girl, does this all the time. So she's like, she's brings home guys all the time. She does this. She disrespects me. So the one time that I fuck up, why is she reacting like this? For me, I was like, I do not care what has happened in your
prior
relationships with other people. The fact of the matter is, I am here on this trip. I am someone who's paying equally as much as you. And take in, like, the trip was going to be like a little bit more expensive than we thought. And I had offered my friend, I was like, I'll give $500 towards the trip to cover the girls' expenses if it's too much for them. I was gonna pay more out of my pocket for these girls that I didn't know,
and they can't even have respect for you.
And it didn't end up happening. Like, we ended up getting something a lot cheaper than we expected, so I didn't end up paying at all. But it's just like, I was so ready to like take care of these
and
girls,
accommodate,
and accommodate.
Because that's what you have to do when you're when you're traveling in a group. Like, you gotta.
It's respect. I don't care if you would do this normally with your friends. I am a stranger to you. You came on this trip knowing
also,
you're coming
with me. Also, we're in a foreign country.
We're
Keep
in a
mind,
foreign country.
If these
what if
guys,
those guys fucking killed you?
Exactly.
And I walked in with your dead fucking bodies.
Or also, by the way, like, if they, for like, God forbid, did something, like, assaulted them or harassed them, they're waiting for you guys to get home now. Like, they're now
that
waiting for the other two
girls. I didn't even bring that up. Like, it's very dangerous to bring random men that you just met to your hotel room.
Yeah.
Sure, they ended up being nice and they didn't do anything.
Also, in a city where there's a lot of human trafficking.
Oh, Miami is known for human trafficking.
Bro.
No, like, this was like crazy.
Valid. That's yeah, that's valid.
And so she was trying to justify being like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I just assumed because you were friends with my friend that you were just like her. And I'm like, you're making assumptions.
Yeah.
There's like a basic level of respect that you need to give someone when you're on a trip with them, no matter how they are.
It takes half a minute to ask.
Yeah, exactly. And like, there's stuff that I would do with my friends that I wouldn't do in front of someone I just met.
Yeah.
Give me like the basic decency. This is not the standard. Bringing home a random guy into my bed and having sex with them in my bed.
Yeah.
That's not respect. No. That's not something you would do to anyone, to a stranger that you're on a trip with.
Yeah.
I was so, and then just thing one really pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because she was so focused on how I was talking to her. I was like, do you not think my reaction and how I'm speaking to you is reflective of what you've done to me?
What you did, yeah.
It was so fucked up.
Because it was, like, shifting the blame. Like, she's like,
why are you speaking? You need to learn how to speak to me. She thought I was speaking to her very condescendingly, and I was. Because I did think you were beneath me, because I would never do something. Yeah. I think you are a shitty person.
Yeah, for doing that. And then also trying to, like, act like, oh, my God. Yeah, continue.
And you know what? If this happened one time, I'm not saying, like, if this was a one-time thing, then I would get over it. And I'd be like, you know what? Mistakes happen. People fuck up.
Yeah.
Really funny, guys. So the next morning, there's a lot of tension. We talk. We agree this is not going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
We want this trip to be enjoyable for everyone. So me and the birthday girl agree. We can have these guys over for dinner. Mm-hmm. They can make us dinner. I'm okay with that.
Because also you kicked them out the night before. So
shitty,
you're like,
fucking
okay.
Cheap meal.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we're okay.
Even though I'm in Miami.
Yeah.
For a nice Italian meal. Wait till you hear what they cooked. So we go to, my friend, while all of this is happening, she's also just really sick. She ends up getting really sick on this trip, so I feel kind of bad for her.
No.
But I asked her, I was like, do you mind if we go to, like, the beach club today, like, in the morning while you rest? We'll buy you Gatorade on shores. Like, we'll make sure you're well-rested.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that you can come out with us at night.
Because
we're not going to waste the trip, you know? And it's like, as long as you communicate, all good. So these guys end up showing up at the beach club as well. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm vibing with them. We're having a great time. I'm like, oh, we're going
to
see you guys.
But to be honest, like, I'm just trying to put myself in those girls' shoes for half a minute. If two men were kicked out because I was doing things that I would not invite them.
Ever.
I would avoid that topic unless, yes, okay, he's your soulmate. Go see him in the morning. But now the rest of the trip, I would try to make it up to my friends.
Yeah.
Because I did something. Because I actually am apologetic.
And it's crazy because we were being so accommodating to them, letting these guys come over. Like, I feel like we were being so chill.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that. That would have been the last.
I should have just been like, you know what? We don't want you guys with these.
Yeah.
But then they would have been like, oh, you're just like controlling us, whatever. Because they were those type of, like, they just, you know?
Yeah.
So they come over. They make us tomato pasta.
Okay.
It was good. I still ate it, but, like, I can fucking cook this at home. They brought Ritz crackers.
The buildup was crazy.
Ritz crackers and cheese and made a bootleg charcuterie board. Like, it was literally, like, Ritz crackers and cheddar cheese. That was the charcuterie board. And we ate that. They got, like, $8 wine.
Okay.
It tasted horrible.
This is so funny.
And so we had a good time. I was like, whatever. And then we go out for drinks, whatever. Okay, so this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We're all sitting at this table, okay? Mm-hmm. Everyone gets drinks. The bill comes. The girls go to the washroom.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. The bill comes. It's one bill.
Okay.
I'm like, it's buy one, get one free, by the way.
Right.
So the bill is not that expensive.
Okay.
I'm looking at these guys. They're not picking up the bill. And I look at it. I pick up the bill. I'm like, let's see how much this is. I look at it. And I'm like, huh. Okay.
Not bad.
Put it down. Put it aside. They still don't pick it up. The girls come. The birthday girl picks up the bill. She's like, oh, I guess I'll, like, pay for it. And I'm just, like, staring at these guys. Like, are they... And then thing one picks up the bill. She's like, no, it's your birthday. And she pays for it.
Oh.
And as soon as she pays for it, the two guys are like, whoa, this is the first time someone paid for a bill.
Oh, my.
I was just like, and then thing one was about to order the Uber. And I was like, girl, stop.
Wow.
I look at her man and I'm like, you're going to order the Uber for us, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah. I'll order it.
Yeah.
I was just.
What is this? They were like, let's get a free. Also, they live there, right?
Well, they're on, like, some exchange program. Student program to learn English. I know. I was like, the way that we're literally paying for funding these guys. I even realized I Ubered them as well.
For what though? Like, you know what? I feel like if it's my friend, yeah, I'll spot you. You don't go on vacation. That is also expensive. And now start to pick up random strays and pay for them I get if you lived in Miami. Again, as a woman, first of all, no. But like, maximum, okay, I live there. We're all students. I meet them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You are on vacation to have fun. Why are you now adopting a child?
Yeah, and like, it was supposed to be a girl's trip. Like, bro, I don't want any men near me, bro. Like, it was just annoying. And then they couldn't get into the club. They were trying to get free entry again.
Oh, my God.
And then me and the birthday girl went to VIP in the club. And
I wonder how much they've done that, though, to, like, have, like, I wonder how many times a week they do that.
Literally.
To random girls.
Exactly. And you know what? So me and the birthday girl go to VIP. Yeah. And the other girl who's with her guy, the other two leave because she's feeling sick. And I was like, yeah, sure, you're feeling sick. Like,
yeah, okay.
She's like, no, I actually did. And okay. I was like, whatever, I don't care. Like, just be honest. But she said she was feeling sick, so whatever. So the one girl, she doesn't go into VIP. She just goes into the general admission thingy because she doesn't want to leave the guy. So I'm just like, again, you're kind of like sacrificing your experience for the sake of this guy that's kind of holding you back.
Yeah.
And so they end up wanting to leave early and we're like, fine. And my friend, again, she's like feeling sick and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she wants to go home and I'm like, you know what? Let's just wait like 30 minutes. Yeah. Let them have some time alone with these guys.
Yeah.
So we don't have to hear about it. And then we can come home and it's all good and whatever. So we give them the 30-minute grace of like having time alone with these guys. Again, in our beds.
Again. Okay.
And then they text us, oh, is it okay if the four of us sleep in the futon and you two like will have the room to yourselves? And me and her are just like, okay, go ahead and have an orgy, like, for all I care, what the heck?
Yeah.
So, we're like, I don't care, as long as I have my bed. It's
so inconsiderate,
man. I don't want these random people in my, and
still assuming they're not sex traffickers.
Yeah, exactly. So, one of these guys, he ends up just leaving early. Mm-hmm. So, there's just three of them left there now. And that one girl, as we're on our way home, she texts us, she's like, hey, is it okay if like three of us, like me, Thing Two, and the birthday girl sleep on the bed together and then the two, like the guy and the Thing One, can have the futon for themselves?
Yeah.
And we're like, no, we don't want to share this tiny bed with three people.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to do that. Yeah. That's not what we agreed to. I'm not sacrificing my own comfort for some random guy.
Right.
Also,
given the fact that
they have homes, they could have easily gone home.
And they were 5 minutes away from us.
Yeah, and they came back 5 minute early. Walk.
Come at 6 a.m. Yeah. Fuck, okay. Like, why are you don't have to sleep over?
And she's like, no, I'll just sleep beside the pool. I'll sleep outside or on the floor. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
I don't care. Like,
why are we doing this?
It was just dramatic. And she was like crying and she's like,
oh my fuck.
She had anxiety, whatever. And I was like, dude, we can just wake up the guy.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, no, no. And she was freaking out. I was like, you know what? I don't care what you do. Me and the birthday girl, we just go to sleep in our bed.
Yeah.
We wake up in the morning. There is so much tension. And then again, with these, it's the last day. And I'm telling these girls, I'm like, you disrespected me so much. I don't fucking care what your friend group is like, what you normally do. Yeah. You guys are ratchet as fuck.
Yeah.
I would never do this to anyone.
This is crazy. Yeah.
And like, and you did it twice.
Exactly.
And making you feel guilty each and every time that, like, no, you're in the wrong. This is our normal.
I paid for half of a bed. Yeah. I'm not sharing with fucking anyone. No, no thank you. No.
And it's so funny because one of the girls was crying when we were leaving for this guy. He said goodbye to her. She's like, he's going to visit me. Like, I'm going to go to Italy. We're going to see each other. Yeah. Like, and I'm just, like, looking at her just like, where is the self-respect? Like, it's embarrassing that you're crying. Because she genuinely believed, like, this is the love of her life. And tell me why I saw her post with another guy a month later. All this for what?
All this for what? All like, you went through that for what reason?
For a guy that you're not even talking. I was just like,
man, I feel so bad for you and the birthday girl. Fuck,
I felt bad for the birthday girl. I told the girls, I was like, you know what? I don't like you guys. Yeah. You don't like me. We're not going to be friends after this. Yeah. Can we just be cordial with each other for the rest of the trip?
Yeah.
Like, no fucking guys.
Yeah. Dude, and I would have just left and, like, me and the birthday girl would have.
Yeah.
But, again, you guys are considerate for keeping those children around, even though, wow, like, that is just crazy. But it's so, like, when you're on vacation, you don't want to stress about what other people are doing, what's happening.
You have to be careful with who you travel with. And you know what? This is what, like, this experience is kind of what made me, like, this whole, like, clubbing and drinking and, like, this. Yeah. Like, those vibes are just not what I want, and I feel like it took this experience for me to realize that, like, I don't want to do a Vegas trip again, I don't want to do a Miami trip again. When I go I want to genuinely, like, go to restaurants, have nice dinners,
have,
like, a wholesome experience. Yeah. And, yeah, it was just horrible. And it just made me realize how ratchet some people are. And, like,
it's they need to be called the fuck out for that because they're weird.
That if was you guys weird. Are they this, thought they said better. It's normal for their friend.
No, like, it's not normal.
They said they do out of pocket shit all the time, and I'm like, okay, but I'm not your friend, bro.
No, just be normal. Sometimes I question. I'm like, this is a conversation for your parents to have with you. If not, like, where are your morals?
Like, I was like, I should have listened to my parents. Honestly, all these experiences, like.
They were right.
You live in your, but you know what? You're a good person for being able to even use this experience to learn something, because a lot of people don't do that. And it's, I feel like it takes a lot to really reflect on you and even be like, okay, like, maybe I'm just in the wrong crowd, you know?
Yeah, I definitely went with the wrong people. Like, that was not.
Yeah, but it's okay. I don't do clubs or party, and I still got fucked over when I was traveling.
So basically, it's a double-edged sword when you're traveling. You basically just need to go with your friends.
But
go
anyways, let's hear your
go with your real friends.
Yes.
So I have traveled a lot, I would say, like, for, I don't know, the average person. Like, I travel almost every month, or if not every couple months. So I feel like, to be honest, unpopular opinion, I feel like the smaller group, the better. Also, go with people. Even if you guys, like, okay, I know one thing that people think is important. I also think it's important, but I feel like it's secondary. Number one thing, you need to go with people that respect you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go with people that are respectful people in the way that they interact with other people, in the way that they treat servers, the way that they treat normal people, the way that they treat their families. Like, you need to go with genuine, respectful people, because you know that if they can have that grace with random people, they will have that grace with you. That is number one, period. Secondly, I also think is very important, you need to go with someone that is a vacationer slash a traveler, but take your pick, you know? Like, I would never go to Turkey with someone who's a vacationer because they want to sleep all day and lounge, which I understand, but maybe if I was in Mexico at a resort,
you would want to do that.
We want to be on a vacation. That is a vacation. But if we are traveling, if we're in Dubai and I want to see the museum and I want to see this and I want to see that, I want to make sure I go with someone that is going to wake up early. We're not going to go clubbing at night because we have to be up early. We have said, like, places to go.
You have to, like, set those boundaries in the beginning, like, what this trip is about, what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
Are you trying to get fucked up and do crazy shit?
Yes.
Or are you trying to travel?
Or you can do half and half. But on those days, the next day is not going to be a heavy itinerary packed day. It's going to be beach. It's going to be sleep. It's going to be blah, 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 blah. And I feel like where I messed up was I decided to merge two groups together because thinking that, hey, we can get along, normal life, we will get along here. But that's not the case for all people. I don't think a lot of people have that kind of understanding, is like, hey, we're on vacation, this is not just about me.
Yeah.
And that's where you run into problems.
Like, if you wanted to, just go on a trip with those people. Like,
yes,
why?
If you want to, go on a trip with your man. Don't invite your man to a girl's trip and say, ah, this is my, like, I'm here too. No, because that's not the understanding. Also, make sure you let someone fucking know. Ooh. Like, going on a girl's trip, surprise, inviting
Here's
your
my
man.
Dude, guys just ruin trips. Like,
fuck. But also, like, if he isn't gonna interact with us, and now you're on your own, and we were relying on you to be with us, like, it just fucks things up so hard.
You should have went alone. Like, were you just mooching off for,
like exactly,
the cheaper
that's what I'm
hotel
saying.
Room?
Were you trying to get the best of both worlds? Because why was this not, like, no. So, yeah, those are, like, top two things that you need to do. And I feel like that's where I messed up in my horror story. I feel like it's my second traveling horror story. The first one was completely my fault. I got stuck in Mexico. Did I ever tell you this?
I don't think so.
Dude, I was... Okay, this is... To be honest, this was my first, like, solo kind of trip. Like, I was meeting up with friends there, and then they left early, and I was there by myself for a little bit, and I tried to get home. Also, this was the minute... Like, this was during COVID. So the minute they said that if you have your vaccines, you can travel,
ooh,
I got that vaccine, and I booked that trip. Like, this was... You know, so restrictions were a little crazy. You had to search up which country you were going to see which tests you had to do, which vaccines you need to have, right? So I decided to go to Mexico because Mexico was, like, the easiest. Like, they weren't having a lot of restrictions. Anyways, that has nothing to do, Yes, it does, but it doesn't. Going there wasn't the problem. Leaving was. So when I was coming back, I had a layover in the United States before coming to Toronto. But the layover was around like 10 hours because I was going to go meet up with a friend there and then I was going to come to Canada. So in my head, I calculated it. So to get into Canada, you needed the, what is it? PC something test. It was like an antigen.
I was going to say PCOS.
I was thinking PCOS too, but it was, I don't know what it was. Let's just say it's the bigger test, okay? To get into the States, you just needed a simple antigen test, okay? That comes quicker. So you only need 7 hours
of processing. You can pay for a rapid, like,
same day. Yes, a rapid test, same day thing.
For Canada.
And then also for the Canada one, it was the bigger test, so that took like around 12 hours. So I timed it because also, when you got a COVID test at that time, it expired. Yeah, it was so hectic. So I timed my antigen test. I got that done first. So by the time of my flight, I had the results on my phone. But because the Canada test, I was not going to be in Canada until 10 hours later. I timed it so I didn't get the results when I was boarding the flight to the United States. Because in my head, I'm like, while I'm in the States, I'm going to get the result. And then it's not going to expire by the time I get to Toronto. Come to find out, I get to the airport and she's like, you need both of the tests to board the initial flight or from the States, they're not going to let you go to Toronto. And I was trying to argue with her, that's my problem. If I get stuck in the States, I can just go print out a test, get another test done. I have enough time. She did not let me board this flight. Keep in mind, this is the last flight. I've already been in Mexico for a week, so I've been paying for resorts and everything was psycho expensive. Like, there's no way you could go anywhere that was not expensive. All my friends are gone. I did not have a SIM card. There's no Wi-Fi. Their Wi-Fi barely works at the airport. I couldn't call any of my friends. Everyone was gone, and she's telling me I can't board this flight, and she's like, go back to the hotel, get them to print out, because it wasn't showing up in my email, so she's like, get them to manually print out that Canada test before you can get on. And I was like,
fuck. Like, to see that you have it scheduled or whatever?
Yes, that, like, they had the results. It's just I wasn't going to get them until they said it was, like, a seven-hour processing time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck. Okay, I go back. I get scammed by the taxi. I paid, like, 80 US because he knew that I was in trouble. I was crying. So I went back, came back. By the time I got back, she's like, yeah, actually, you can't board that flight anymore. So we'll just put you on the next one. I'm thinking, okay, fine. She'll put me on the next flight. She looks at me seriously. It was the 21st, I think, of August. And she looks at me and goes, the next flight to Toronto is on August 27th. And I'm like, shut the fuck. Like,
no.
Where am I going to go? I'm in Mexico.
For 6 days, bro.
For 6 days. I'm like, I don't have that kind of money. I've already blown up all my money on a resort. Like, where am I? Also, I don't want to be in Mexico for 6 days.
Are there no layover flights? Like, there's no way.
No. There was literally no availability. It was all booked up.
What if you, like, flew to, like, New York or something and, like, drove?
So that's basically, I'll tell you what I ended up having to do. I was like, no, this is not going to work. I was like, can you get me, I'm not going to say the state, but to the state that my friend lives in. I was like, is there a flight there? No, there isn't. I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So at this point, I'm crying. And she goes, also, by the way, the airport closes in an hour. The Mexican airport apparently closes at 3 p.m.
I didn't know airports close.
Exactly. Also, they leave the doors open. So it's open to the public, which means anybody can... I couldn't even stay at the airport and wait for the next flight because... Like, they have crime there.
Oh, true. Because I was like, aren't there usually a bunch of people in the airport?
There are, but also, who do you trust? You're in Mexico.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, I'm going to get sold. I look very easy to pick up and run away with. Like, also, I'm brown skin. Like, my organs are pretty expensive. So I was so fucking scared. And this is the first time that I traveled alone. And I was like, fuck. So I'm using my emergency SIM. Like, it probably cost me $100. I'm making phone calls. And so I call my friend. Literally, like, they had to buy the Wi-Fi in the plane to pick up my call. It was a long story. But they're like, okay, just go to any airline and find a flight to my state. The rest, we'll figure it out. Because I'm like, I just have to get out of Mexico.
Were you specifically... Wait, but how would you find that airline?
So I went from airline in airline. You know, when you go to check in and there's, yeah, I had my luggage.
So you're talking to one girl from one airline. Girl
from WestJet. That's okay. What my flight was with. But if you miss your flight, they can rebook it for free. Yeah. Right? But if it's not with WestJet, you have to pay for another flight.
That's true.
And okay. It's going to be expensive because I needed it immediately.
Yeah.
So I'm crying. I'm bawling. I'm going stall to stall. WestJet, Spirit, Air Canada. I'm walking every single booth. I'm like, give me a flight to Toronto or the US. Like, get me a flight to either this city or this city. Like, please.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no, 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 no. I finally get to American Airlines and they had a flight the next day at 4 a.m. going to that state. So I was like, I don't care how much it is, put me on it. So she put me on. I went, checked my hotel.
Aren't they usually cheaper though if it's like last minute though? Like, no. They can be cheap.
I don't know. It was $900. Yeah, it was not cheap. I don't know.
But like that, but then that's better than
me having to, exactly, yeah. Days in Mexico. So I was like, I don't care. So yeah, I had to book that. And then I went to the hotel, stayed there for a night, left. I didn't sleep because I was so scared of missing the flight. Got back to the airport. Thank God my test was still valid because this was the next day. And I timed it because Eliza has sense. And even though it was the next day, it still didn't expire. And by the time I got to Toronto, I remember the agent looked at me and she's like, you know, your test expires in 3 hours. And I was like, bitch, I'm here. Am I not?
Why do
I
they
still have 3 more hours? Like, let me through.
Why are they so annoying?
Yeah, but also, what are you going to do? I'm in Toronto. This is where I live. Deport me. Deport me. Let me get out of this airport. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? I'm home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a horror story. What do they even
do?
One.
Like, do you have to do a test there? Like, I don't understand.
Nothing. I don't know. She just needed something to say. But I was like,
I remember when I was going to Miami, I had to do, like, a test, and I didn't have it. I didn't realize, mm-hmm. But they had like a testing center like right there.
Yeah.
And they would literally that test you on the spot later. And they'd send it to you in like 20 minutes.
Early COVID was a shit show. Mm-hmm. Like a shit show. Because also some countries were like, we don't care. And everyone was going there and they had no system whatsoever set up for any of these things.
Dude, that's fucking scary.
I
know.
But that was a lighter horror story. My second horror story, do we just get straight into it?
We get
straight into it. My second horror story was in Dubai. But we're not gonna say names because I've been a bunch of times, so I don't think anyone can figure out who I was with. But yeah. I was there with a group of three lovely women, and we all decided, let's go to Dubai. Me, thing one and thing two.
Thing one,
it's
and
always thing, fucking thing, thing one and thing two. Thing one and thing two were in a part of one friend group.
Yeah.
Thing three was not. I was separate friends with thing three.
Mm-hmm.
And thing, you know what? I think I want to switch up the order because I'm going to be saying thing three a lot. And I feel like I'm going to. So thing one, scratch that. Thing one was a separate friend of mine that I had. Thing two and three were friends. My friends, us three, were a friend group.
Yeah.
The initial plan, me and thing two and three said, let's get a trip to Dubai. Let's go explore. Let's do this. They had some cousins, relatives, family in Dubai anyway. So they're like, we're going on this trip. Let's go. We have lots of things. We have family there. We'll have a blast. And then thing one was my friend who also wanted to tag along. And I was like, hey, guys, I know this is our trip. Can my friend tag along? Because she wants to go somewhere. And she was like going through it. I was like, you know, it's no problem. It's just one more girl. Like, yeah. We had met prior. So we get to the vacation. She did not get along with thing two and thing three. So yeah, getting to the vacation, I didn't think that there would be a lot of issues, but they did not get along. Like
thing two and three with
thing
one.
Thing two and three did not get along with thing one.
Like how so?
Like in the sense that like, one, also generally they didn't like the way that she treated me. And they all know thing one treated me kind of bad. Like she would make a lot of.
Why did you invite her on the trip?
Because Eliza loves to give people chances. I give people a million chances, and this is why I end up in these situations. Because she had done some sketchy things in the past, and they were like, "Wait, isn't this the same girl?" And I'm like, "Yes, guys, but I forgive her. She is different. I forgive her. She is different." And they, like, you know, she would do things, she would make comments. While we were sleeping, she would switch the AC. And it's like, when three people say,
I don't think anyone saw,
we want it warm, and one person wants it cold, I think we can vote on it in between, but it's like while we were sleeping, she would switch the ACs. And we would wake up fucking freezing and we're like, who did this? And she would purposely do it while we were sleeping so we couldn't, like, we would agree, okay.
That's so sneaky.
It's so sneaky and it's so annoying because we want to get up and shower and we were all like shivering, like I was borderline sick. And then another thing, she would turn our alarms off.
What?
We? Dude, it's like every day.
Okay, but was it on for like a long time?
Every day we missed breakfast. Okay, let's just put that out there. And in my head, I'm like, I went to sleep on time. How did I not wake up from my alarm? But every day, she had breakfast and we didn't.
So she didn't wake you guys up.
And she just wouldn't wake us up. So I think like her alarm would go off, our alarm would go off. She would just turn our alarms off, not wake us up, and just go have breakfast.
Alone?
Alone. And she's like, I don't want to wake you guys up. And I'm like, but then in my head, I'm like,
you had an alarm, you wanted to wake up.
Thank you. I'm like, why? Because I'm looking at them and I'm like, guys, are we on drugs? Like, what are we doing? That I swear I wake up from, I would put 5-6 alarms. And she didn't tell us she was turning them off until like the last day of the trip. Because I was like, dude, I think I'm jet lagged. Like, how do I not wake up? And she's like, oh, I've just been turning your guys' alarms off because they keep ringing. And I'm like.
And you didn't think to wake
us up. And you didn't think to wake me up, but instead turn them off and just go enjoy your breakfast? Like,
kind of alone?
Alone?
Not you guys starving in the like, morning.
I was like, what? Is this normal? But then I was like, I tried to like,
no, that's maybe weird.
Put myself in her
that's,
shoes.
And no, be that's like, weird why? Behavior. Just but like, odd. She's not even in the room to like be bothered by the alarms.
Be bothered by it. Like, just leave. I don't know. And then she would like do things like call us dirty. Okay, keep in mind, 4 girls in Dubai on vacation in one room is like they were multiple
beds. It's not dirty. It gets messy.
It gets messy. And it's valid that it gets messy because it's like your makeup, her makeup, outfits, clothes, nipple stickers, bras, shoes. Like it gets so messy. But what we used to do is just you take the clutter and you just clutter it in one corner.
We didn't even do that, bro. Not in Vegas. Everything was just there.
Crazy because
on the last day is when we cleaned up, yeah.
But it's an aesthetic. Like, this is normal. But she would get irritated. She'd be like, can you guys clean? Can you? And I'm like, dude, like, if you, I kept trying to defend her because it's like she would make a comment and both of my friends would look at me and I'm like in this position where I'm like, hey, guys, it's okay. Like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Woo! And then long story short, there was boys involved in the trip that we did not know about.
Every time
the boys Every are time involved. There's boys involved. But the boys were flown out. The boys had their own trip booked. Yeah, random boys. And I'm not going to say which one of the girls, but she basically...
It was thing one, obviously.
What? okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, they had other friends that they invited onto that trip.
Why did she just nobody, go with them?
I have no fucking idea.
Instead of with you guys.
I have no idea. I have no idea. They came on their own separate trip. The flights were aligned. The times were aligned. Everything was aligned. And no one told anyone anything. She did not tell us, by the way, I am being accompanied. She did not tell us, by the way, on this trip, I will be gone 90% of the time. She did not tell us anything.
Why did she even see, bro? Was it for the fucking room?
Like... I have no idea. I have a slight feeling it was because her parents trusted me.
Mm.
And
so if you went with her.
If I went with her, she would be able to travel. Mm. I don't know what it was. I actually have no idea.
Like, how would her parents know?
That she's traveling by herself versus with me? Because like, I don't think she was getting permission to travel by herself.
No, I know, but she could have just said, I'm going with Eliza, but then just went with the boys or whatever.
True.
I don't know, whatever.
I don't know. Anyways, yeah, but it ran into a problem where, like, she wanted them to be a secret from us and us be a secret from them, and that doesn't really work when you're missing until 5 a.m. in the morning, so.
What do you mean a secret?
Like,
she didn't want the other girls to know?
No, she didn't want the groups to collide, and every time we would be like...
That's weird.
You can just hang out with us. She'd be like, oh, you know, I have plans. Anyways, moral of the story, y'all.
Be careful with who you invite to trips. Be careful
with who you invite.
Or who you travel with, yeah.
And if you even see 2 or 3 red flags even,
done.
Do not travel with those people. Even if someone has 1 red flag, that might turn into a problem, and you don't want it to be a problem
when
you're alone.
Sometimes you don't even know until you're with them.
Yeah.
Like, in my scenario, like, I didn't know these girls were like this.
You're right. and it's just not cool. It's not safe. It's not nice. And it's really a, such a mood killer when, and also, by the way, for us to go to that part of the world, we have to buy expensive ass tickets. Okay. Like, I wonder if this is,
sorry, right. I was just saying.
No, we have it's to on. Buy expensive tickets. Yeah. We have to plan months in advance. If you even want a borderline affordable ticket to coordinate that many days off from everyone's work, like it takes a lot of work,
yeah,
of time. You're really excited
for disrespect,
like you're really excited to be there, to go there, and then you don't want to end up in a position where people are snaking you and you're like, fuck, like I just wanted to come here to have a good time
with the girlies, and now it's all about other people.
All about other people, all about being stabbed in the back, all about people not getting along. It's just not about the vacation, and that's not what it needs to be.
Yeah. Like, I'm definitely not doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next time I travel, it's going to be with super close friends. It's going to be with family. Yeah. Like,
And don't go with people that are boy crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big thing. Don't go with people that are boy crazy.
Because I feel like, for example, just in this room, I feel like if a guy was giving you or me attention,
I would just
it'd be like, okay, cool, yes, yeah, nice, but I don't flop anytime a man looks at me, uh-uh, you know? It's like, sure,
it's like you're used to it, you
it's
know?
Fine. Like,
you're
yeah, like, we're okay with it. Also, I don't need you to like me more, you know? Like, I don't need that validation from a guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes when a girl needs that validation, she will snake you, and that can be dangerous, especially if you're traveling.
Yeah.
And, like, guys, also, you are not going to meet your soulmate. Yes, you might meet your soulmate, but you are not going to meet your soulmate.
You need to wait until you're back home and see how they treat you, if they come
and
visit you.
And definitely not at the expense of your friend. If they're the one,
they will make time for you.
They will be the one. Yeah, let's just not. No.
Let's not ruin a trip.
Exactly.
And make it all about boys.
That is, yes. But you know what? People ask me, last thing that I'm going to address, is how to travel when you're in school and working. Make sure that everything you do is online. Reading week.
True.
If you have classes online, also, do you have to be attending every class? It depends on your program.
I wouldn't. I would skip all my classes. Yeah, I would just do the work later.
Exactly. Do the work. I do my discussion post in the flight, babe. Everything you can do online, do online. Literally. Assignments, you can do online. Obviously, I'm not going to be, like, traveling during an
COVID
exam.
COVID made it easier, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, things are online. And you can get online courses. You just have to really mold your life around it, to be honest. Like, it's not one of those, you're a full-time student, you're going to class, you're going to school full-time, oh, you want to travel. Like, no, I have to orient my life
reading
around
week,
it.
A lot of my friends and I, like, we went to Montreal during, like, yeah, a reading week. Because we all go to different universities. Yeah. Actually, they don't usually align reading weeks, but
yeah,
we made it work.
Yeah, you can make it work.
See, Montreal was great. Oh, my God. We got to do, like, both kind of going out scene. But these were people I grew up with.
Yeah.
So I knew what they were like. And, like, we went out, but we also went sightseeing and did a bunch of things. Like, it was such a good time with these girls.
Anyways, I think that's it.
That's the story.
That is the vlog.
Thanks for watching that. We got into a lot of depth.
Yeah, we got into a lot of depth. And
a lot of the gossip.
But that's why it's glam and gossip. And I feel like we're going to have a lot more episodes on glam. But I think this week we need to dish out the gossip.
We do.
Yeah.
We'll incorporate some glam.
Exactly.
I mean, we're glammed up right now, so
yeah,
that's
what we are glammed, and we're
you will never see
glam
us without no our cake face no on this page.
Exactly,
so
because we are, that is what we're here for.
Exactly. Anyways, go follow us on all platforms. We'll have our socials linked below.
Yay.
Subscribe.
Tune in, please.
Please, please turn those notifications on.
Exactly. And subscribe.
Yes.
We love you.
We'll
talk
see
to us.
You. Next episode.
Exactly.
I'm so excited to see what we're going to talk
I
about.
I know. I'm like, how much more can we
how
talk?
Much more
we
can
talk
we
forever.
Literally.
Exactly. And also, if you guys want us to talk about, like, trending topics, let us know.
Okay. Have a great day, guys.
Mwah, mwah. Bye.